Goodbye, the Horners shout from their car as it pulls out of the Nantucket Airport parking lot, leaving me alone by the side of the tarmac. I sit down on my duffel bag and fight the urge not to throw up, as only someone can who's just flown 25 minutes on a six-seat plane through torrential downpours, unrelenting fog, and massive turbulence with four adults, three children, a goldfish, a guinea pig, and a golden retriever. Only my consideration for the Horner girls prevented me from screaming at every drop. I pull my sweatshirt closer around me against the salty wind and wait. And wait. And wait. Oh, no, that's okay. That's fine. No, I wasn't out late at my graduation party. No, you take your time. I'll just sit here in the cold drizzle. No, I think what's important is that I'm here in Nantucket and that you and your family can rest easy just knowing I am somewhere within a 10-mile vicinity of you. The Range Rover pulls in and barely slows to a roll as they motion for me to jump in. Nanny, Grayer screams. I got a Kokichu. He holds up a yellow Japanese toy as I open the door. There is a very large canoe precariously angled in the trunk so that it sticks out over half the back passenger seat. Nanny, be careful of the boat. It's an antique, Mrs. X says proudly. I maneuver myself under the canoe, pull my bag between my feet, crouch low, and reach around to pat Grayer's leg in greeting. Hey, Grove, I missed you. So what was the plane like inside? She looks at me in her visor mirror. It had brown leather seats, I say, my head wedged into my chest. Did they serve you anything? They asked if I wanted peanuts. You're so lucky. I absolutely adore Caroline. I worked on a benefit last year for her brother's campaign. It's such a shame they live in Westchester, or we'd just be the best of friends. She checks her teeth in the mirror. Now, I want to go over the plan for the afternoon. It turns out the Pearson's barbecue was formal, so I thought it'd be nice for you guys to just enjoy some downtime at the house, relax, and enjoy the place. I attempt to look over at Grover in his car seat with visions of us passed out in matching chaises on the lawn. Now, Caroline was supposed to call about dinner, so just give her my cell number when she rings. I've tacked it up next to the phone in the kitchen. Thanks, because it usually takes me about 9.5 months to memorize a 10-digit number. We pull off the main road onto a densely wooded drive, and I'm surprised to see that quite a few of the trees are still bare. They've had a cold spring, Mrs. X reads my thoughts. The drive opens into a loop in front of what can only be described as a sprawling, ramshackle 1950s bungalow. The white paint is peeling, the screen door has a hole in it, and a piece of roofing dangles at a precarious angle from the gutter. Well, we're here. Casa crap, Mr. X says, stepping down from the car. Mrs. X turns to us, beaming. Grayer, why don't you show Nanny her room? Come on, Nanny. It's really, really cool. I follow him up the stairs to a little room at the end of the hallway. There are two twin beds close together under the sharply slanted low ceiling, and Grayer's stuff is on one of them. Isn't this cool, Nanny? We get to have a sleepover every night. He sits bouncing on his bed. I hear a car pull up the gravel drive. I go over to the window and watch Mr. X direct a Range Rover around to the side of the house. I walk down the hall to the dingy window facing the ocean and see the car pull in next to four others parked by the overgrown hedge. There are at least 10 children on the back lawn. Grover, I call, and he comes thumping down the hall. I heave him up so he can see out the window. Who are those kids? I don't know. They're just kids. I kiss him on top of his head and put him down. Nanny, hurry up. I'll show you the pool. It's really, really freezing. Out back are men in summer suits and women shivering in lawn dresses, all standing like traffic cones as children whiz chaotically around them. Oh, Nanny, there you are, Mrs. X says. We should be back around 6. There's plenty of stuff in the fridge for lunch. Have fun. A chorus of, have a great time, guys, erupts around us as the adults head over to their cars, which take off. Car seats empty.